99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items. Visit locations. Louisville E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com. Speaking of school, JCPS and Bullitt County are both out today. They're looking like they're going to move the last day of school for JCPS to June 7th. Last day of school set for Bullitt County, May 30th for right now. There are several locations, school locations, elementary schools that are offering free lunch for students under 18 from noon to 2 today as well. So there you go. All right. It is 6:10. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. So we've heard, I feel like this year, a lot of these stories where these Girl Scouts that are set up outside stores get some random person to come up and like buy $100 worth of cookies or buy a whole bunch of cookies from them and send them home, basically. There was a story just the other day where some guy got a whole, like, several hundred dollars worth of cookies and then found out he was smuggling drugs.
Yeah,
and
so that's then not he good. Was arrested. A feel good that turned into not so feel good.
Yeah, so this story out of Utah.
On a cold and snowy Friday night, Daryl Smith walked up to their booth.
We were selling cookies, and this really nice man came up and said, I'll buy $1,000 worth of cookies.
Whoa! Yeah.
Daryl Smith decided, you know what? Here's $1,000. I'm going to buy 250 boxes worth of cookies, but I'm not going to take a single box.
And I thought he was joking.
That's 250 boxes.
Yeah. Didn't take one.
And while most of us wouldn't dream of sharing a box of Girl Scout cookies,
he wouldn't even take a single box for himself.
Instead, he asked the girls to give them away.
Yep.
OMG. Said, he had $1,000 burn a hole in his pocket. He says, I don't want any of them. And you guys just distribute as you feel?
Yeah, just give away these cookies for free.
He didn't even take the Thin Mints?
To people. And here's the thing.
You don't walk away from the Thin Mints?
The Girl Scouts were like, we had trouble giving away. And people were like, they
didn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like,
no, I don't want to buy your boxes.
Quit pushing free cookies on me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the signs just say free cookies. Like, please come by. They're innocent, cute girls. Take them.
So there you go. Daryl. $1,000. Slaps $1,000 on the table. Says, hey, give away 250 boxes of cookies.
He's the hero we didn't know we needed.
There you go. That's your feel-good story on 99.7 DJX. Ellie Goulding and Liam Payne on 99.7 DJX coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This Sunday, we're going to be hanging out at Drake's in St. Matthew's, St. Patrick's Day, 5 o'clock. Of course, Selection Sunday is happening. And speaking of basketball, ACC tournament action, Louisville beating Notre Dame last night, 75-53 to advance in the ACC tournament. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, hanging out at Drake's, Ariana Grande tickets to give away. And, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. So come out, have fun, party, and maybe even win some Ariana Grande tickets. All right. One of the most top trending stories of the day, Kelly.
Well, we're going to dive into the college admissions scheme. Man, this thing is like a web of lies that just keeps unraveling. Lori Loughlin was apprehended. She was taken in. She surrendered. We'll tell you all about that. It's crazy.
All right, coming up after Liam Payne, 99.7 DJX. Yeah. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The Kentucky Derby Festival released their concert lineup, which is pretty cool that they're going to be bringing everybody from the Struts to My Posse in Effect, a Beastie Boys like tribute concert. They've got... Cameo, the Congos. So, yeah, some good concerts announced here this morning for the Kentucky Derby Festival with 99.7 DJX. All right. So this whole college bribery thing is a little out of control.
It's nuts. So Lori Loughlin was away shooting in Vancouver when Felicity Huffman was brought in and when all these charges were brought down. So she surrendered yesterday to L.A., authorities. FBI agents had arrested her husband, who is the clothing... Did you realize this? Her husband is Massimo Clothing founder, Massimo Giannulli.
Get out of here.
I know, you...
I'm probably wearing one of his items right now.
You rocked a lot of Massimo from Target.
I know.
Many, many years. So anyway, he was indicted on in the bribery scam as well. She was processed by federal marshals. She got the same treatment as her husband.
Sure.
They set bond at $1 million, posted that, and got out. Now, they were among the 50 people that have been indicted for conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. So here's the thing. She's going to be allowed to travel back to Vancouver and British Columbia to shoot her projects for the Hallmark Channel until November. Then she's got to surrender her passport and all that kind of stuff.
You know what? I was curious. Who is going to play their character on these Lifetime movies?
Tori Spelling.
Are they going to play their characters on their own Lifetime movies about this?
That's like her
about
gig.
This scandal. I know.
She was on Fuller House too, but
starring Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. So
playing herself.
So now, of course, you know, the press is digging up all these old interviews. This one from 2017 on page 6. She was kind of talking about parenting and not being too pushy.
I never push my kids to. I always say, do the best you can. Yeah. I was never that kid. My husband too, their dad, we were never like at school, you got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. We were always like, you know what? Give it your all, do the best you can. Because in life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough.
Well, and it gets more awkward because her daughter, Olivia, was celebrating spring break on a yacht owned by a USC Board of Trustees member the same day her mom was caught up in all of this stuff.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
that's kind of fun. And then, of course, they're digging up her old interviews. So in a previous interview, Olivia was talking about her parents forcing her to go to college.
He wasn't actually ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry, Dad, but he wasn't ever enrolled in college, but he faked his way through it. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college.
What?
That's such a different time, but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's okay.
Interesting.
There you go.
All right.
And so then now we turn our attention to the guy behind all this, Rick Singer. He was the mastermind behind this massive scheme, and apparently he had auditioned for his own reality show back in 2010. It was about the pressures of families trying to get their kids into colleges and said traditional donations don't cut it anymore.
Yeah, you got to bribe them.
Yeah.
You got to bribe them to get in.
He pitched it to networks. Nobody picked it up.
All right.
And yeah, he said that even his clients with big, big money could afford to pluck down a donation to guarantee that they'd get in. He said $10 million wasn't even enough.
Dang.
He faced a maximum of 65 years in prison, but he's probably going to get away with a lot less because he is bringing everybody down.
All right.
So there you go.
All right. It's 6:23 here at 99.7 DJX. Go, go, go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You good now, Kelly?
I'm good. I got my phone back. It was wedged in between my seat, center console, and my car. And I was like, I'm on an island. I can't communicate. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So for about the past hour,
the struggle was real.
Kelly, she was using my phone to text her husband. She was...
And then Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, not really knowing what to do without your phone. I get it. You get the sweats.
I mean, it was our network's down.
Yeah.
And then my phone was missing. And I was like, I'm off. I'm just thrown off.
I'm off the grid.
It's basically the apocalypse. Something nuts is happening.
We're unplugged.
Yeah, you're. It's like you're Laura Ingalls Wilde. That family. But yeah, so you're good. Everything's good
now.
We're
good. But we have water. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
We do have water.
We do have indoor plumbing today.
Yes.
Just no network.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
No network in the building. But yes, indoor plumbing. So we can manage.
This building's a potpourri of fun.
It's a fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun place.
You show up every day and something's going to be up.
That's what keeps you on your toes.
It keeps it interesting.
That's right. Coming up next, when you find love or you think you do at the Metallica concert, well, then you don't talk to the person there because, you know, headbanging, you're rocking too hard.
Right.
So you go to Craigslist to the misconnection section.
Yeah.
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 Craigslist misconnection.
That's where we meet the bachelor.
Yes.
Yes.
The Metallica bachelor.
Yeah.
That is next after Demi Lovato on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast there. You can listen to live radio. All that from your smart speaker and 99.7 DJX. Scientists say now eating your boogers is improves your immune system.
I'm sorry. Can you wait a second? You can't just say that without any warning.
I shouldn't say scientists. I should say dermatologists. And what? I shouldn't say dermatologists plural. I should say one dermatologist says this and it makes the news.
Okay. All right.
Picking your boogers, eating them improves your immune system.
Okay.
Says also people should eat food they drop on the floor because it can help boost your body's natural defenses. So bless. My daughter Zoe's probably never going to get sick.
I was going to say, I don't need validation for my children's behavior. I don't. That's not what I need right now.
I mean,
kids, turn on the radio. That's not what we hear. No.
Gosh.
The 5-second rule is definitely a thing, though.
Oh.
So just know, if you drop your snack cake on the ground,
it's all good.
Yeah, just, brush it off.
It's got a couple little bonus
hairs?
Snacks in there. Yeah. Okay.
Some floor hairs.
That is not. Mm-mm. It's not what we needed.
You can eat it if it's been on the floor for 5 seconds, but you could not eat it if there's hair and dirt.
There's
and
dog
carpet.
Hair. 1,000% there's dog hair on it in our house.
Somebody in this room ate cheese off the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who in this room doesn't get sick? Look at that.
Well, I wouldn't say never.
Look at that.
You just power through it and you never take any sort of medication to go to the doctor ever. Yeah.
It's because that. My immune system is like Superman
because I eat
stuff off the floor.
Okay.
All right. Well, I ate one thing off the floor. All right. So there you go. One dermatologist says eating your bugs can help your immune system.
So disgusting.
Don't give them nicknames.
And it makes the news.
You know what? I'll take some more vitamins instead. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Those Flintstone vitamins, they'll work. Or your boogers. Either one.
Vitamin C gummies, please.
Ariana Grande, DJX. DJX, Ariana Grande. You can win tickets to her Nashville show on Sunday as we are hanging out at Drake's in St. Matthews for St. Patrick's Day. It's also Selection Sunday, so that means Sports Corner! Sports, up-to-the-date sports. Turn to your friends over here at 99.7 DJX and Ben and Kelly. Selection Sunday, that's of course selecting the teams that will be in the NCAA tournament. ACC tournament action, Louisville beating Notre Dame last night, 75-53. They move on, so that's nice. They're only one of four teams to win over 20 games a year for the past 17 years. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
In other kind of Louisville Cardinal news, former Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson making some news.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson appears to have posted video on Instagram of himself driving 105 miles per hour. That's
okay, 105 miles per hour. Lamar Jackson, speed demon.
According to TMZ, Jackson reportedly recorded the video with his phone, and the seatbelt light was shown lit up on the dash.
Okay.
Wow, that's
Lamar. Wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Board indicating someone in the car may not have been buckled up. Since that TMZ report broke, the video appears to have been taken down from Jackson's Instagram.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson later tweeting, I made a mistake. So he owned up to it.
Okay, that's good.
So that's good. But still, recording yourself driving 105 miles an hour.
Let's not do that.
And then posting it.
Yeah.
Nope.
On Instagram.
That's not. Okay.
Lamar.
That's illegal. That.
He said, I made a bad decision.
Yes.
And will set a better example going forward. Hashtag my apologies.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
Apologies.
Can we hashtag our apologies now? Anytime we mess up, just hashtag the apologies.
That's what he's doing.
Hashtag don't arrest me.
It's fine.
Hang on a second. Let me click on the hashtag of my apologies and see what else comes up.
Every person who's ever done something illegal or wrong.
Yeah, let me just see what.
This should be fun.
Hashtag my apologies, now trending in Baltimore. All right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, my apologies. All of it's because of Lamar Jackson right now.
Okay. So he's owning that hashtag. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait. Hang on. Mary C. writes, y'all, I was walking next to Josh Gad in Disney on Monday, and I think I might have touched his butt. Oops. Hashtag my apology. Wow. Wow, this my apologies tag. Thank you, Lamar Jackson, for leading us down this hole.
Oh, she accidentally had a butt touch with Olaf. He likes warm hugs, so I think it's fine.
The forgetful waitress tweets, I'm sorry, lady at table 7 from last week. I forgot you wanted no ice, no straw, and lemon with your water. I hope someday we can move on from this. Hashtag my apologies.
Wow, savage subtweet.
This is great. Wow, you can get anything off your chest right there. Just slap on the hashtag my apologies and you're good.
Yeah, who knew Lamar Jackson was onto something when he hashtagged my apologies after driving 105 miles an hour and recording it and putting it on Instagram.
Yeah, that's not, don't do that. Don't do that. But thank you for the new hashtag.
Right. All right. So there you go. Couple examples of my apologies. And Sports Corner! Sports Corner! 99.7 DJ.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We go from that to Parting Trolls. So that's exciting.
Oh, hashtag my apologies.
Hashtag my apologies. Hashtag my apologies. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
That is coming up just after 7 here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, learning tools for everyone, teachers, daycares, churches, parents, and kids.
Locations Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Kelly, what is that?
What? The amount of times I have to roll my eyes at you in the last several weeks is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
571-9970, ninth caller, get in on that trip to Hollywood, Universal Studios.
It's almost over one more day. It's almost over, guys.
Or is it? Or
no,
is it?
No, it is. It is. 9970
JX. All right, feel good. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour on 9970 JX. I saw this on Twitter, and I was skeptical at first, and then the news kind of picked up on it, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's legit. Story about Billy's Donuts.
Billy's Donuts?
Yep.
I'm invested.
Billy's Donuts. So, this gentleman opened up a donut shop. Sure.
Okay.
Billy's Donuts.
What's his name, Billy?
I would imagine.
I'm asking for a friend.
So, the son of Billy's Donuts took a picture of his dad standing behind a counter with a display case full of donuts, not one customer in the store. And he tweeted, my dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop. And
I bet a few people showed up.
Donut shop in Missouri City sold out of its sweet treats. I love the story. We first told you about Billy's Donuts over the weekend after the owner's son sent out this tweet. It shows the owner alone in an empty store with a caption reading, quote, my dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop.
Yeah. So obviously that lit Twitter on fire.
Oh, yeah.
That tweet quickly went viral, and the donut shop has been packed ever since then. Yesterday and today, Billy's Donuts completely sold out.
Yeah. Oh, I really hope they're good.
I know.
Like, I really hope they're good.
I know. It's like, because if I'm going to drive there and help this guy out, there better be some good donuts.
Okay.
Can they do a delivery service, please? Bring it here. We want that in our pie hole.
Yeah. How long of a drive is that going to be for them?
Houston area.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty far.
It's going to be a little bit of a, that'd probably be a little far outside Uber Eats, I'm guessing.
Probably. Yeah, but Grubhub. There you go.
Five stars for you if you do it.
Five. But you know what? I'll give you 5.5. I don't know if you can, but why not? I'd try.
Look at that.
I'd try.
Look at that. You give and you give. So Billy's Donuts, just because son snapped a little photo of his dad standing behind an empty counter.
Yeah.
Went viral. Now, instant sensation there. Well, that's when social media does good things.
He deserves a little extra scratch on the side for helping out, don't you think?
A little scratch on the side.
A little extra scratch on the side.
A little extra scratch.
Here, son, buy yourself something real nice.
There you are. Feel good. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What is that, Kelly? What is that?
I'm not going to say. There are some days I violently shake my head.
Some days?
I shake my head at us and me and this whole existence.
Sherry, congratulations, you're in to win.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I've been trying forever and a day.
Oh, Sherry. Today's your lucky day.
And
you can tell all your friends that a farting troll led you, to the promised land.
You don't have to tell them that. You really don't. You do not have to share that.
Well,
I have a feeling she will, though. Like, she sounds, she sounds sassy enough to go ahead and say that.
Been listening for that farting troll forever. 7, 9, 1, 3, and 5. There you go. Some tickets to the Little Merman at the Mercury Ballroom for you for just getting in on that trip to Hollywood, Universal Studios. You could see the farting troll yourself. So there you go.
And the other things at Universal. There's many things at Universal Studios.
Sure.
But nothing as superior as the farting troll.
I beg to differ. I feel like there's some other things that are a little bit more exciting and worth the trip.
All right. So there you go. Another shot for you to get in on that coming up at 9 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. 75, your high today. Way 3 News storm tracking team saying today is an alert day. A lot of high winds. They're saying threat of maybe even a potential tornado in the listening area just because of the volatile temperature shift and the winds and all that stuff. So just know that tomorrow, 50 is your high, then 48 on Saturday, 53 for St. Patrick's Day. It's 99.7 DJX. Announced last hour the Waterfront Jam concert lineup for the Kentucky Derby Festival.
Waterfront Jam!
Waterfront Jam! Waterfront Jam!
Why do they not hire us to do the commercials? We are amazing at it.
I know. They should. Coming to the stage, Chris Lane.
Chris Lane.
Yeah. Coming to the stage on Saturday, April 27th, to be announced.
Oh, we don't know that part yet. We have no idea yet. All right. We'll pull that slot soon.
Coming to the stage, April 30th, Cameo.
Oh, word up.
Word up.
Word up, Cameo.
Coming to the stage, Wednesday, May 1st. Congos.
Congos?
Mm-hmm. Coming to the stage, May 2nd, the Struts.
The Struts.
And coming to the stage, Derby Eve, Friday, May 3rd.
Okay.
My Posse in Effect.
My Posse in Effect. That's probably why they don't hire us to do that.
Kentucky Derby Festival, Waterfront Jam, free with a 2019 Pegasus pin.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. And when we say sell you, it's free, so we're not.
It's free with a pin.
I have an idea. For the day where it's to be announced, how about we just have Kelly? And how about you sing your good old... that one song?
Yeah, no, I don't think we need to because it's not the season.
It's not
the right season.
That one song.
It's not the season.
So there you go. Derby Festival concert announcement just announced. Oh, wait. We didn't even...
What? Is there another page? Did you not turn the page?
We didn't even hit the Miller Lite stage.
What the Miller Lite stage?
Hang on. Miller Lite stage! Coming to the stage!
Oh my God.
Juicebox Hero! Mary!
Wait a second, Juicebox Hero?
Yes, the Goldilocks Band!
I love all of this.
Bourbon Street!
Yeah!
J.D. Shelburne!
Yeah, J.D. Shelburne, I know him.
The Velcro Pigmies!
Oh, I know them too!
Yeah! All a part of the Miller Lite stage!
Woo! I'm lightheaded. Yeah, I can't do that much longer.
So, yeah, that's all we're saying is, free with a 2019 Pegasus pin.
That sounds fun.
Derby Festival concert lineup! All right, so there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, they should probably hire us to do the announcements, right?
I wish there were cams in, every vehicle that happened to catch that because I just want to see their faces. I need to see faces when our aggressiveness.
Text message rolls in. I've come to the conclusion that you all eat a big bag of sugar every day with a dash of coffee.
Buddy the Elf. That's our main food group.
Here's the thing. We're drug-free, guys. Yes, we're drug-free, friends. Maybe get a cup of coffee in the
You know what it is? It's lack of sleep. It's slap happy. That's what it is.
Oh.
What?
You did get a text message. What song does Kelly sing?
No, we don't need to go down that road again.
I mean, it's we won't. It's fine. It's a grown-up Christmas list.
Yes, it's just a little Christmas song. Yeah, I sing back in college.
So there you go.
College thing.
All right, so
okay.
There you go. Derby Festival Waterfront Jam concert lineup.
Oh, we're here for it.
On 97 DJ Arts.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Free therapy.
Free therapy.
So yeah, listeners getting married.
There is an awkward factor, though.
All right. We'll get to the awkward factor.
Yeah.
We coming up here. Make it awkward.
10 minutes, 99.7 DJX.
Me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city with a sun on.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text messages 502-571-9970. Carrie texts in, I'm laughing so hard, stuck in traffic, and I have to pee. Please stop. LOL.
Hold it, girl.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Hold it.
You know, we just get a little bit emotional when Kentucky Derby Festival releases their Waterfront Jam concert.
Yeah, we just get really excited.
Stephanie texts in and says, turned on the radio and assumed y'all were announcing the WWE lineup, LOL.
Nope.
No, sports.
No, we're just trying to bring that kind of excitement level, though.
Right. Know? But
We got to sell it. That's our job. We got to sell it.
Hang on a second.
We got to get you excited. We got to get you in that excitement space.
Hang on.
What?
We need...
What are you looking for? Okay. What's going on?
So we need...
Yeah!
Coming Tuesday, May 7th.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Charlotte Flair, and the Hardy Boys.
I don't know any of those people, but I bet they're great.
Yeah! SmackDown Live!
WWE SmackDown,
May 7th.
Yeah!
We'll save you the entire seat. You'll only need the edge. All right, so there you go.
Yeah, was that what she was looking for?
Yeah, maybe.
Did we deliver?
I think so, I hope.
All right, job well done.
Hey, coming up next is free therapy. You know, there's a wedding. Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know if I believed that excitement in your voice.
Sorry.
That. Can you try a little
Sorry,
harder?
He's getting married! Yay!
Well, but he's not agreeing with his fiancé's choice of one thing. And it could ruin everything.
All right, could ruin everything. Forever.
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 And ever.
And ever. Free therapy coming up after Juice WRLD, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio and you can get our podcast. You can also listen to live radio right there from your smart speaker. Every week, right about this time, I kind of open up our show to maybe get like an issue that you may be facing and you just don't know who to ask, so you ask us.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to ask anyone you actually know.
That's right.
Safe place, circle of trust.
Sure.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
Hey.
This is free therapy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. So walk us through the Facebook message you sent us.
Okay, so my fiance and I just recently moved here from Indianapolis.
Okay.
And that's where she's lived there her entire life. Grew up there, you know, school, everything. And we just recently made the move. So now my fiance basically guilt trips me on, like, everything because she likes to hang that, you know, over my head. I pulled her away, you know, from her family.
Sure.
And, you know, everything she's known, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the issue is she wants to have a friend of hers in the wedding party that I can't stand her. And
why?
Okay. She used to work for me and I had to fire her.
Wow.
Taco Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just wasn't good at her job. It wasn't a personality thing.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I don't like her either, but I don't take that into consideration as a boss, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to let her go.
Yeah.
But, you know, because we all worked together and my fiance became very close with her and it's kind of like that tie from back home in a way.
Right.
She wants to have her in a wedding.
Oh, she wants to have the friend that you had to fire in your guys' wedding.
Yeah. And I just don't, I mean, do I get a say in this? I mean, my fiance, it's not a secret. She knows I fired her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really hate the idea. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like it's her wedding too.
Well, yeah, so. But she's going to be in your wedding photos forever and forever. And yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I know.
I get why you are unsure about all this. Yikes.
Well, that's good.
But it's her friend, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that is good. We are getting a lot of text messages at 502-571-9970. So. Hang out. We'll see how people think you should approach this.
Okay.
Greg texts in and says, "This will never get better. Break it off. Get out."
I'm sorry. Are you saying
break it up with your fiance?
I don't think that's what we do, Greg. No, that's a little end game.
Not
for
the
this,
fiance.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't have the issue with his fiance. It's just kind of some potential awkwardness. You're the bridesmaid.
Jessica texts in and says, "He needs to just suck it up and be an adult. Let her be in the wedding."
Okay.
Yeah.
If his fiance is close to her, she should be there.
Okay, but here would be my advice. Do not give her the microphone for any sort of toasting.
Don't let her toast.
Just be on the same side. Let's just not.
All right.
Okay.
502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Free Therapy. So he fired this woman he used to work with, but this woman is good friends with his now fiance.
And she wants her in the wedding.
And so now he's all like, yeah, I don't know if I really have a say in this or not. A lot of text messages. 502-571-9970. Perry, hope this guy knows that it isn't his wedding, it's hers.
Oh, now listen. No, it's both of their wedding days.
It is, sure.
It is.
Heather says, unfortunately, the groom has no say in the bridal party members. However, if his fiance is guilt-tripping him over a choice she made, he really needs to break it off.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's like the second person that says, just endgame.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Cut ties. Let's go.
Misty says, put someone she hates in your party.
Oh, that's hilarious.
When she wants to kick your guy out, tell her she has to kick that girl out.
Wow.
Okay, two wrongs don't make a right, though.
Another text, you're getting married, suck it up. You'll be doing a lot of that. Hashtag happy wife, happy life.
Yes. We have that on a big plaque at my house back home that my mom always points to after my dad.
I feel like that's good advice.
A happy wife, happy life?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Justin texts in and says, the bigger issue is her grudge against him for moving her from Indy. Fix that first.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing the finger at that. Yeah, maybe that
I guess
is
so.
A little bit more of an issue than maybe he was letting on.
Text message, all caps. Fire her from the wedding party, too. Because he fired her from her job.
And you're fired.
Fire her from the wedding party,
that's
too.
Beyond savage.
I'm sorry. This isn't working out.
Right. We're going to need you to turn in your dress.
We're going to need you to turn in your dress.
And walk away.
And we wish you well in your future endeavors.
Don't come to the wedding.
Oh, geez.
Dang.
All right. So, I don't know.
I don't have any experience with this.
I mean, so. I was, you know, the people in my wedding party, you know, I was, they were my wife's friends, but I was cool with, you know,
my husband's first girlfriend was a bridesmaid. So that's how I roll.
Yeah. So yeah, 502-571-9970 if you want to continue, or on Facebook and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always, get your thoughts in on that. Did we
help?
I think we did.
I think so. I think moral of the story is he's, you know, it's her bridal party. So let's make the peace. Let's play nice. Don't give her the microphone.
All right. 502-571-997. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Coming up here in about an hour, an opportunity for you to get in on that trip out to Sunny's, California, Universal Studios, Hollywood, with the Glitter Getaway. All right, that's on the way right about 9 o'clock. Before 9 o'clock, opportunity for you to pick up some Disney on Ice tickets. Okay, so some things on the way here.
Very popular shows.
Yeah, for sure. On DJX. It feels good. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. You know, we've had several stories of like Good Samaritans who've walked up to Girl Scouts that are selling their stuff outside of stores, you know, and like buying up a bunch of boxes.
Yes.
And like saying, hey, it's cold outside. Why don't you guys go in? Here's, you know, $500. I'm buy them all up.
Do we have another?
We do. This time, it's a guy by the name of Daryl.
On a cold and snowy Friday night, Daryl Smith walked up to their booth.
We were selling cookies, and this really nice man came up and said, I'll buy $1,000 worth of cookies.
Whoa! Yep,
$1,000 worth of cookies.
I got $1,000 burning a hole in my pocket.
That's right.
You guys have it.
He's going to eat a lot of cookies, 250 boxes.
And I thought he was joking.
That's 250 boxes.
That's a lot.
Here's the thing.
He's got a big pantry.
He is not keeping any of them.
What?
And while most of us wouldn't dream of sharing a box of Girl Scout cookies,
yeah, no,
he wouldn't even take a single box for himself.
Not even the Thin Mints?
No, not even the Thin Mints.
Not even the Thin Mints.
Why is that?
Instead, he asked the girls to give them away.
Would you like a free box of cookies?
Yeah. So literally told them, here's $1,000. I want 250 boxes to go to just random people.
Anybody you want.
That's right.
Wow.
Not even one box? Is he allergic? What is wrong with him?
He's just Good Samaritan.
That's
so
awesome.
Here's the thing. The Girl Scouts said that they had trouble giving him away because people were like,
well, yeah,
skeptical,
no.
Like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. I'm not going to pay you right now, little girl.
What's wrong with these boxes?
Yeah, no.
Did you spit on those cookies?
I know. So there you go. And Daryl says, seeing the girl's smile was priceless. So
that's
he's just
so
always
great.
Trying to do something to pay it forward. So there you are.
And there's no backstory about Daryl?
Nothing yet.
Okay, yay!
Nothing yet.
We're going to stay in the feel-good lane.
That's right. That's your feel-good.
Yeah.
On 99.70JX. DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. March 14th, a.k.a. Pie Day.
Are we going to pie in our
pie holes? 3.14. Nerds.
I will take any sort of pie, either like apple pie with the caramel icing or pizza. Either one works for me.
Did you hear that, Kelly? Kelly brought in some pie into the break room today.
I did not. I want some, though.
Outfitting the break room with some pie for pie day?
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie?
I want that in my pie hole.
Apple pie?
Yes, all of that. All
mince
of that's acceptable.
Meat pie?
Did you bring the Cool Whip? The Cool Whip?
So yeah, 3.14 Pi Day. So however you celebrate, hopefully someone at your office or work will be bringing in pie to celebrate.
Okay, first pizza place brings pizza gets shout out on the. Can we do that? Is that legal? No.
We need to send out an all staff email. Hey, please bring pie.
I'm convinced.
One here has to bring pizza.
Last one here. So there you are, 3.14. Coming up here in less than 15 minutes is Throwback Thursday and the top trending story from yesterday.
Dude. This whole college admissions scandal thing.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Like it gets even more awkward, especially in Lori Loughlin's part. We'll explain to that and what her daughter was doing at the time that her mom was charged.
Oh, okay.
That is awkward.
Fun stuff. By the way, if you want tickets to
just call now.
Yeah, let's do that right now. 502-571-9970. Ninth caller, pick up 4 tickets to Disney on Ice. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben K Show. Today, high 75, but it is an alert day. There are some strong storms, heavy winds rolling into town, and that alert will last through the day till about 8 p.m. this evening, okay? And then kind of cools off. 50-year high tomorrow, 48 on Saturday, and then for St. Patrick's Day, 53. Disney on Ice tickets. Christina, guess what?
What?
You're a winner!
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
And there was much rejoicing.
There was.
Christina, 4 tickets to Disney on Ice happening at the Yum Center May 16th through the May 19th.
Awesome.
You are welcome. Even though you didn't say thank you.
She didn't say thank you. It's fine. She meant it.
Listen. Yep. I am like the master of assuming you're going to answer one way.
Yes.
And so just already preparing in my mind
You've
how I'm going to respond.
You're gonna say.
And so regardless of what you say,
just
I will just say,
it.
You too.
Yep.
Or
you're the person that says love you when you hang up on the phone.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right. So this college bribery scandal is out of control. It's almost like you know, William H. Macy obviously is the father in this one, in the center of one of this. And it's one of those that it's happening to a bunch of people, but we are focusing in on a couple of select celebrities because we
right,
know them.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
but
we know them.
There are a lot of, I think, a lot of rich families yes. that are starting to sweat bullets now, yes. like if they're going to be named in all this. So Lori Loughlin is one of the celebrities we've been talking about. She was out in Vancouver shooting a Hallmark movie channel project.
How tender.
When she was charged. So she surrendered yesterday in L.A. Now, here's why it's bad. So her husband, actually, and I just made the connection because of you, sir. He founded the Mossimo clothing line.
I have His several.
His name is Mossimo.
Black Mossimo t-shirts.
Absolutely. So there you go. He has already been charged and posted bail. The bail was at $1 million.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Lori paid $500,000 twice, from what I hear, for both of her daughters.
Oh, per kid.
And passed them off as crew members, you know, the rowing team at
okay.
USC.
Okay.
So, and here's the fun part. One of her daughters, Olivia, who is the kind of a YouTube presence.
Yeah.
She was on a yacht with one of the USC Board of Trustee members.
Oh.
Because she's friendly with like the daughter of them. And so, yeah, she got off the yacht to find out all this stuff was happening. So far, 50 people were indicted in this. But like I said, the investigation is still going on. She is going to be allowed to travel back to, I guess, finish the shoot for the Hallmark Channel. But she faces up to 5 years in prison if she's convicted. Now, the guy that's behind this whole thing, Rick Singer, he kind of came up with this whole thing and he is helping to take it down. So he auditioned for his own reality show in 2010 about the pressures of families trying to get their kids into college.
Plot twist.
Uh-huh.
Bribe them.
Yeah. It was never picked up by network, by the way.
I like all the memes that we've seen from like Full House.
Yeah.
DJ. Aunt Becky's going to jail.
Oh, gosh.
Stop.
I know. Like, I really. Soon. I loved her on that show. I love her on the, you know, it's just like they're a really, like, attractive family. And it's just too bad. Because, you know, at the very root of it, these families, like, really love their kids. They absolutely
and
went
they
about
would
it.
Do
a
very, anything
they would do anything.
For
but they
them.
Went about it a very bad way. It's very bad, bad. Bad, but yeah, it's just, oh gosh.
All right, there you go.
So you can see all of it up at WDJX.com.
Coming up, it is Throwback Thursday. If you've never heard it, buckle up. It is where we throw back to songs maybe you haven't heard in a while.
Speaking of that, you do need to also see on the website, there is a trailer for a new boy band, a documentary all about Lou Pearlman. Because he was like the scandalous dude that created NSYNC and Backstreet Boys
and O-Town. And,
yeah,
for sure.
And, but he was like, you know, they didn't make any money under him because he was taking all the money. So that documentary is coming. You can see the trailer up at WDJX.com. Made me think of it. Throwback.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Come in a minute. Century of lonely nights waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. Miley Cyrus, Seven Things. She got some attention from this because she posted a Throwback Thursday of this and then, you know, saying Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. Back in the day, I did Seven Things.
OMG.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh, the connection. I didn't ever think of that.
Throwback Thursday.
I probably shouldn't say this, but at times I get so scared when I think about the relationship we share. It was awesome, but we lost it. It's not possible for me not to care. And now we're standing in the rain, nothing's ever gonna change until you're here, my dear. The seven things I hate about you.
Throwback 99.70 JX. Heather, all caps. Simple Plan, I need it.
Yes!
Wow. I mean, you know, sometimes you just need to be very, very to the point, and we appreciate that. Throwback Thursday. Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Guys, can we just get a shout out to Becca for tweeting us a little video of her rat eating broccoli?
All right.
I just love it.
Oh,
for the hashtag health.
When you think of rats eating broccoli, you think of
us. For the health.
There you go. Morgan texts in and says, hey, if you do Miley Cyrus, you got to do Jesse McCartney. That needs to be next as throwback. It's only right.
They're related somehow? No.
I mean
one has to come with the other? Really?
Era. Sure.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday to a better time. Jesse McCartney.
Hey, baby girl, I've been watching you all day. All day. Man, the thing you got behind you is amazing.
Sweet boy. What a sweet, sweet, tender boy.
Sweet, sweet sounds.
Throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
99.70 JX.
Shout out to your girls, two ladies and a mop, waiting outside for the client to actually open the door. Wants Rihanna umbrella. So does Robin. I think a little Rihanna umbrella would not be out of line today. What do you think?
Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Rihanna, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Text from a listener. I'm late to work listening to Throwback Thursday. I'm not even mad. And then it switches to all caps. Please, for the love of God, play Laffy Taffy one tome for the one time.
OMG.
Hashtag I love TBT. One tome for the one time. Throwback Thursday.
Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy. Shake that Laffy Taffy.
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna da-da-da, oh, cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so hard. 6 feet on it for a long time. Oh my God, girl, this ain't a dance floor. This a candy store. And I'm really geeked up, and I got more trolls. I pop, I roll, it's soft. I know it's the summertime, but your laughing taffy got me full. Oh, get loose, oh, get low, don't be shy. I'm Playboy.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. What a delicious candy.
It is a delicious candy.
Heather tweets, these 12-hour shifts at work are making me want to hide wine bottles in my desk.
OMG. No, I get that.
Can we play Kesha TikTok? Hashtag not today, Linda. Hashtag today's not your day. Wow.
Okay, sure. I don't know who Linda is, but I like her.
Say what up, girl.
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. Let's before go. I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Tweets from Haley. Sorry, not Haley. Sorry, Haley. Not you.
Oh, that's
speaking
sad.
Is so Lauren, hard.
Lauren, can't have Throwback Thursday without Jordan Sparks' No Air. Well, we've done it plenty of times, but I mean, I hear you.
That's kind
of
shade right
Let's
there.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of Jordan Sparks. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Text from Holly. One time for Lou Pearlman. Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, yeah. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? With that Lance Bass. Everybody's talking about Lou Pearlman, how he stole all their money from those precious, precious boys.
You might have been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Seen them all come and go.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Feels so good in your ear hole, doesn't it?
Shout out to Isabel, who is, she wants a song in honor of all the soldiers graduating today. One proud mama. All right.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go.
Thank you for your service.
Another text that says,
what?
Save us all. Get Back to the Rock Train.
Oh, dang.
One song left, Ben.
Oh, man.
Let's do it.
They know.
You'll be the real MVP.
They know where we are.
Nirvana. Yes. Wow. Yes. Out of left field, Nirvana. Holy cow. Rock. Kids, this is where the grunge movement began.
I did not see this coming.
Your parents used to wear flannel, and they would rock out to Kurt Cobain and the lead singer from Foo Fighters, a.k.a. Dave Grohl! Nirvana, sorry. Just makes me sweaty real quick.
Yeah, you are pitting out a little bit.
I know. Oh, God. Throwback Thursday. Just letters. N. I.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Okay, I'm stopping.
Stop it.
We're late.
Dang.
Our boss is going to be mad at us.
We're going into OT.
Tony.
Two.
What?
Tony, it's for you, too.
God, okay.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
We're out of our chair.
I'm out of my chair.
The sweat.
Power rock stance.
I know. That felt good, did it? Did it not?
We went down a lot of different paths. A lot of paths.
Can we?
A lot of different holes, if you will.
We went down a lot of holes.
Savannah texts in, 997DJX. I ain't even mad I'm late for work. Yeah, I get it.
Yes, no.
Just real quick highlight Steph's series of text messages to us?
She's got a series?
That's the real MVP this morning.
Is she mad?
She really is.
Okay.
First of all.
Yeah.
She had made a request. For the J-Lo.
Yes.
Then says, you all are the best.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And then she says, no, actually the mimosas I'm drinking are the best.
Oh, yes. No, I agree. Yep, I want some of those now.
And then says, Ben, I'm taking your man card. This is rock throwback to some real rock Motley Crue.
Then continues.
Huh? One more thing, and I'll drink my mimosas quietly. Please give a shout out.
A shout out?
To the Martha Lane Collins High School basketball team for making it to Sweet 16 Rep Arena tonight. Go Titans.
I mean, she said shout out because she's thinking about shots.
And then she says, shout. Geez, texting and drinking is always bad.
Oh,
LOL.
God. Wow.
I like the fact that you are pounding mimosas at 9 o'clock in the morning.
She is Thursdaying.
I mean,
the office right ladies way. Are having a party at
9 a.m. That's
absolutely.
The way to do it. That's the
Karen
way to
brought
do
mimosas.
It. All right, there you go. That is Throwback Thursday, guys, on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, chance for you to win with Gletter Getaway.